The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 55, Chapter 9. Manum, Mashur Masu, men are always the same. Fear makes them cruel. I decided to see Strickland, and when I had finished with the chiefess, I asked it for a boy to show me the way, but none would accompany me, and I was forced to find it alone. When Dr. Kutras arrived at the plantation, he was seized with a feeling of uneasiness.Though he was hot from walking, he shivered. There was something hostile in the air which made him hesitate, and he felt that invisible forces barred his way. Unseen hands seemed to draw him back. No one would go near now to gather the coconuts, and they lay rotting on the ground. Everywhere was desolation. The bush was encroaching, and it looked as though very soon the primeval forest would regain possession of that stripe of land,which had been snatched from it at the cost of so much labor. He had the sensation that here was the abode of pain. As he approached the house, he was struck by the unearthly silence, and at first he thought it was deserted. Then he saw Ada. She was sitting on her haunches in the lean-to that served her as kitchen, watching some mess cooking in a pot.Near her, a small boy was playing silently in the dirt. She did not smile when she saw him. "I have come to see Strickland," he said. "I will go and tell him." She went to the house, ascended a few steps that led to the veranda, and entered. Dr. Cartwright followed her, but waited outside in obedience to her gesture. As she opened the door, he smelled a sickly sweet smell which makes the neighborhood of the leper nauseous.He heard her speak, and then he heard Strickland's answer, but he did not recognize the voice. It had become hoarse and indistinct. Dr. Curtis raised his eyebrows. He judged that the disease had already attacked the vocal cords. Then Ada came out again.